H1 antihistamines, danazol, H2 antihistamines, pentoxifilline, doxepin, and tranexamic acid are not effective in most patients with UV. As of yet, no drugs have been approved for UV, and management recommendations are based solely on case reports and retrospective studies. Prospective studies investigating the effects of treatment on the signs and symptoms of UV are needed. Established in 1989 in New Jersey, Tronix has grown exponentially by expertly meeting current industry needs and skillfully anticipating future demand. When Tronix first opened its doors, we began by responding to the urgent need for superior quality disposable protective products during the burgeoning AIDS crisis. We have since steadily expanded our reach and emerged into new major product categories. Now, one of the most trusted and well-respected leading global brands of disposable PPE, we will never fail our reputation. At UMass, we take our patients' health very seriously and have implemented procedures to ensure the safety of our patients and caregivers. In this mandatory COVID-19 addendum training, we will discuss the who, what, when, where, and why of limited entrances, mask and hand sanitizer requirements, visitor screening, and employee self-monitoring and/or reporting protocols. Click or tap the arrow to continue. Lucy, I know you're new to this environment, but I'm told sterilization procedures are challenging for you.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm still in training with and work under the direct supervision of Nurse Craddock.
I wasn't aware of that. We need to investigate this further.